Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party.
Well, it's Tuesday, December the 5th, 2017. We're only about less than 3 weeks away from Christmas, as you hear that. And the Democrats think that they have Christmas coming. They think they've got obstruction and impeachment coming. We're going to take a look at what people are saying about this. We're going to take a look at the Logan Act. We're going to take a look at the GOP coming after the usual suspects, the people we've been talking about here for over a year, Mueller, Comey, Rosenstein, McCabe, all these people who have been protecting Hillary Clinton, not only last year in terms of covering up her crimes, and covering up the crimes of her associates. Of course, it's been revealed now that the guy who was fired, Peter Strzok, who was part of the Mueller investigation, was not only fired because of obvious bias as he was texting anti-Trump comments to his mistress. That came out. But now it is extended to Rosenstein and McCabe and others who were covering for him. This is not anything new to any of us who've really been paying attention, to anybody who's been watching the Clinton Foundation and the way they've been operating for more than a decade. But you need to pay attention, and you need to understand where this is going. And as President Trump pointed out over the weekend, now it's all starting to make sense. It is coming together. And quite frankly, at one level, I'm getting very tired of talking about this. I'm getting very tired of President Trump not taking action on this and getting rid of Jeff Sessions if he's not going to do anything about this. We said from the very beginning, got to either lock up Hillary Clinton or she's going to lock you up. I mean, this is a fight to the death, and you can't do this by half measures. You can't do this by defensive measures. If you let Mueller run loose without any authority to investigate you personally, you're going to wind up out of office and you may wind up in jail. He's now going for President Trump's bank records from Deutsche Bank, about $300 million worth of real estate loans that happened a long time before he became president. This is something Maxine Waters has been salivating over for a very long time. And this shows how there's not any clear focus on an investigation. If you have a real investigation, what do you have? You have an investigation of a crime, don't you? This is an investigation of a man. This is an investigation of a man. And so it's not about a crime. It's about investigating the man, investigating every aspect of his life, never stopping until you find some kind of a process crime. And the key thing about Michael Flynn is that even though what he did was not a crime, and he lied about it, we talked about that yesterday, you know, oh, what's your favorite color? Blue. No, I mean red. Oh, what? And yeah, that's it. You're done. Okay? They had all the information before they ever interviewed him. Obama had cleared it, as William Binney, former NSA technical head, pointed out. He said, hey, the guy that's got the keys to all that stuff is Obama. And there's even an article we're going to go over later today that explains that in a roundabout way. CNN doesn't realize they admitted that. But, yeah, they did admit that President Obama was at the center of all this. And they push out here the Logan Act. What is that? We've talked about that a long time in terms of Bilderberg over the weekend. We had Matt Drudge tweet out, Logan Act, you mean like what Obama is doing when he pushes back and tries to undermine President Trump's foreign policy statements abroad? That type of Logan Act? And I said, yeah, bring it on. Let's do the Bilderberg. Let's talk about these people who are high government officials meeting in absolute secrecy with corporations and other foreign governments. And we're not allowed to know what goes on there, but of course, wherever they meet, it's always the local government or the national government that provides the security for these types of meetings. So they have these secretive meetings where you're not allowed to know anything that goes on there, and they're just getting to know each other, right? Just getting to know each other. As we saw when we were in Copenhagen, my wife was there reporting, and she saw early morning one of the guys, Ed Ball, who was the shadow minister of the exchequer. In other words, he was the opposition leader's finance guy. Shows up, he doesn't have his pass. They start going through his stuff. He gets flustered. He opens up his rolling suitcase, and it was filled with no clothes whatsoever, nothing but paperwork, because they're not going to put anything on electronic devices. But he had a suitcase full of paperwork. You want to talk about the Logan Act? Let's talk about Bilderberg. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Got lots of news coming up after the break. I'm David Knight.
Thank you.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back and welcome to the news on this Tuesday, December the 5th, 2017. We're going to talk, of course, about what is happening in the attempts to impeach President Trump and to impede his administration. And that's the key thing. As we look at this, this has consumed President Trump's time, even if it doesn't impeach him out of office. It needs to stop. It needs to stop. We need to point out there's multiple ways to look at this, and maybe Devin Nunes, one of the few people in Washington with a backbone and a spine, he should be the Attorney General. Devin Nunes is now coming after Mueller and others, McCabe, Rosenstein, the deputy director. You think that he's an independent guy? You think that he doesn't have some prior conflicts of interest as Jeff Sessions pulled himself out and then put this guy in? These people have been covering for Hillary Clinton for a very long time, and we're going to talk about that. But it looks like they may have charges coming from Congress for contempt, the way they've been stonewalled for information, going to the Deputy Attorney General. And as I've said before, we need to – I don't know what authority this special prosecutor is even operating under. There was a special prosecutor law that ended in 1999. They let it expire because even though they challenged its constitutionality, and everybody except Antonin Scalia said in the Supreme Court said, okay, it's constitutional. So it was 8-1. They said it's constitutional. But they realized by the time it expired, I think it was started in 1978, but it expired in 1999. It expired 18 years ago. And they let it expire. Both parties let it expire because they didn't like the way it was being used. They said it's going to be an investigation, not of a crime, but of people. It is going to be political. And it's what it is. That's what it is. But we don't even have a special prosecutor law. Why is this even happening? Under the special prosecutor law, the attorney general was supposed to review the evidence of a crime. And then he was supposed to have a three-judge panel that would appoint a special prosecutor who would report to that three-judge panel. And they would report information to the public, to Congress. Has any of that been happening? No. He wasn't appointed properly because there isn't any law. He's not making these reports because there is no law. There is no controlling legal authority here, as Al Gore says. They're just making this crap up as they go along, which is what our government does in Washington all the time. They always operate without any legal authority for whatever they do, whether it's a war on drugs or the special prosecution of Donald Trump. Once you have a government that is absolutely not accountable to the Constitution or the law, then all bets are off. They can do whatever they want. And that's what we're watching right now. We're watching a Stalin-esque or maybe even better, a Kafka-esque prosecution that is rolling its way around. And President Trump is furiously tweeting and yelling at his attorney general to do something. President Trump needs to do something. The buck stops there. And I'm frankly getting sick and tired of reading this news on a daily basis and watching how impotent Washington and the Trump administration is about this. Do something about it. Restore us to the rule of law. How about that? How about that? Just come out and say, where is your law? Where's your law? I have authority as President, I am over the Justice Department. There's no obstruction when the Justice Department has a special prosecutor, but there's not even any law for a special prosecutor. I mean, this is just circular insanity. Circular firing squad. I tell you what, this is absolutely incredible. Now, we're going to get to that in a moment, but let me hit some of the news that is happening. There's a major fire in California. 150 structures have been destroyed. 27,000 people have been evacuated. This is in Ventura, California area. They say 31,000 acres have been destroyed, 150 structures. They were consumed by flames. Many more were threatened as the fire crept around a quarter of a mile away from City Hall. An apartment complex there, the Hawaiian Village Apartments, collapsed about 4 a.m. in the morning. Another horrific natural disaster of fire in California. While we're on the topic of natural disasters, are you aware of the fact that there is an Antarctic volcano that is ramping up? This is a story from Zero Hedge. Hasn't really been covered that much. It's the first article I've seen about this. Say scientists are sounding the alarm about a volcano eruption in Antarctica that could cause global health problems. The ash from this eruption could encircle the globe, affecting millions of people. Deception Island. There you go. This might be the volcano that ends the global warming deception. That humans are the determining factor in our climate. No, actually, it's the sun, it's volcanoes, it's things like that. And we also have a climate system here that is somewhat self-regulatory. You have extra CO2, not a problem. Plants love that stuff. They grow faster when you've got extra CO2. It's kind of like this feedback mechanism. It's almost like it was designed, isn't it? Yeah, very well designed. Very well designed, and it takes care of itself. But let's take a look at this volcano. They say that it's a hotbed. This particular island off the coast of the Antarctic Peninsula is a hotbed of volcanic activity with at least 50 craters spread across the region. And they say that it's been cooking down there, but lately they are looking at the fact that ash emitted during the explosive volcanic eruptions may disperse over vast areas of the globe, posing a threat to human health and infrastructures, causing significant disruption to air traffic. So this is something that is frequently talked about in relation to supervolcanoes like Yellowstone. People are saying, well, is that about to erupt? This is another threat similar to that, probably not as big as a supervolcano. But just to remind you, as we've seen in the past, just a single large volcano, not anything as big as this Antarctic volcano or the supervolcano in Yellowstone, but just a single large volcano eruption like Krakatoa, that affected climate for several years globally, cooling everything down. But, of course, they didn't have airplanes back then. That was in the 1800s. This would be a major disruption to air flight as well. In a comical report here, we have an unqualified sign language, American Sign Language poser. She doesn't really know sign language. She got hired by the police department, bluffed her way in, and then stood up in a press conference and starts signing interpretations. And this is what she had to say, according to a woman who teaches sign language at the University of South Florida. She said this woman signed 51 hours ago, 0-12-22, something indecipherable, murder 3 minutes and 14 weeks ago, an old undecipherable, murder 4-5-55,000, plea 10, arrest, murder, Bush, 3, age 24. She said, I was sick at the idea of all the other interpreters that could have been standing there and could have been signing the information clearly. What in the world was this person doing out there waving her hands? Waving her hands. This is in relation to the mass serial killings that they had three people shot and killed. And they arrested an individual, their suspect. And so they were trying to explain to people what was going on with that. And that's what they got at the press conference. But, you know, sometimes the police intentionally don't tell us the truth, huh? Have you ever seen that? You ever seen the police intentionally not telling the truth? Here's an example of it. In Sweden, somebody has finally found out that the police there were covering up the fact that 82% of the people sent to prison for gang rape were foreign-born. Don't want people to know that, do we? Uh-uh. No, no. don't want people to know that open borders have consequences like this. Files of 168,000 sentences were given between May of 2004 and January 2015 were published. 45% of them were foreign-born. Of the people sentenced to 9 to 10 years in prison, 70% and 68.8% were foreign-born. And then it goes on to gang rape charges as well. Among gang rape charges, 82% were immigrants. The overrepresentation for immigrants is 18.2. So we don't really want to talk about that, do we? You know, it's interesting. I saw a headline about German pilots who refuse to take off and deport people who even the German government, as reluctant as they are to protect the German people, after they found people who were there illegally, who were criminals, who needed to be deported, the pilots would not fly the planes. Tell you what, there is no hope for Europe. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Emmerich's essential oils can help balance your sleep schedule and realign your sleep cycle. These essential oils are an inexpensive and effective way to bring aromatherapy into your home. Experience the benefits of what nature can do for you with scents to help you relax and unwind. When life has you feeling down, the scent of each of our essential oils can help you boost your mood. When using Emmerich's essential oils, there's no easier way to diffuse fragrances than with this essential oils scent diffuser pod. Experience the power of aromatherapy in any room of your home with Emmerich's essential oils. Headaches are a major inconvenience, but essential oils can help eliminate headaches and help reduce stress and anxiety. When you're hard at work and need a boost in your mental performance, remember to use Emmerich's essential oils to help increase your comprehension and memory potential. Buy now and get what will soon become your favorite essential oil products at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. It's December the 5th, 2017. Time for us to recover our rich tapestry of culture tradition that we have. Part of this you just heard, this is the beginning of the Messiah. Yeah, it's more than just saying Merry Christmas. There's a lot there to take a look at. Just a couple of weeks ago, we had some research that revealed that the Amish may have a secret to longer life. What they found in the scientific study was a gene that encouraged, fought the effects of telomeres being shortened. They say the gene is responsible for making a protein that seems to encourage cell death and the shortening of telomeres, a protective cap on the end of chromosomes, which prevents DNA inside becoming damaged. Over time, that cap shortens, which causes aging and disease. And so what they found was, the lack of a gene that causes the protein that begins to erode that telomere, the cap on the end of your DNA. So because they were not producing that protein, the telomere caps were not eroding. And if you look at life expectancy, people will frequently look at the length of telomeres. And they can basically make a pretty good guess how long somebody's going to live, assuming they don't die in an accident. They said the researchers found that men carrying this gene mutation, which did not destroy the telomeres, the end caps on the DNA strands, lived an average of 10 years longer than people who did have the protein that did erode the telomere that keeps your DNA intact. And I'm mentioning this because we have DNA Force 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. BioPQQ and other things have been proven in studies to have the same effect as stopping that protein. I don't know how it works exactly, how BioPQQ works. But the essence is that it helps to keep your telomeres from being shortened. And that's a key thing in terms of natural death, in terms of life expectancy. And this is something that has been shown in over 170 studies of BioPQQ. That's one of the reasons that DNA Force is so expensive, so difficult for us to produce. We do have it in stock right now, and we have it 33% off. That is a massive savings for a product that is that expensive to produce. And this is the basic reason when I just read you this research, verifying yet again the mechanism of death through natural causes of aging. Because once your DNA starts to come unraveled like a shoelace that loses its end cap, then all kinds of things start to happen. It's Katie bar the door because don't know what's going to happen next. And as we get old, we start to see those types of weird things happening to us, don't we? Hair falling out, hair growing in other places where it never grew before, in your ears and so forth. Okay, so, these types of things that we all recognize as being the natural effects of aging, that's the mechanism by which it works. So it's something that you should think about right now. It's a great time to stock up on this. 33% off DNA Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink and 50% off our Super Blue fluoride-free products. That is both the toothpaste as well as the mouthwash. So you can find all of that at InfoWarsStore.com. Getting back to the news, we got a couple of humorous things here as well as something very serious. You know, the Houthi missile that was fired at the Saudi Arabian capital. Remember that? And it kicked off the moves by the crown prince against a lot of people. That happened just before that. And then they used that to say that both Iran and Lebanon with Hezbollah were behind that missile attack. But here's another aspect of this that's being pointed out. Article from Zero Hedge. The U.S. supplied defense system failed to intercept that missile that was fired from Yemen into towards the Saudi Arabian capital. This report contradicts the official claims of the Saudi and American governments, which both announced immediately after the incident that the U.S. supplied Patriot missile defense system had successfully intercepted the missile, which was a Scud missile. Scud missile, going back to the days of the Iraq War. The analysis utilized open source material in the form of available video and social media photos of the aftermath of the attack. It was conducted by a team of missile experts, and it threatens to shake confidence in the U.S. system, which is being currently implemented by American allies around the world, from South Korea to Taiwan to Turkey, Israel, Japan, and others. And this is very key as we look at what is happening with Kim Jong-un. Many people say, hey, we've got the we've got missile defense system. We can take care of it. And they fired several missiles at this, but were unable to take it down, according to the report. So that is something that should concern everyone. Now, this is something that doesn't necessarily concern everyone. Facebook is banning women for calling men scum. Now, I looked at that last, it was just last night that my family was sitting down. We really didn't have anything to watch. And like, well, should we watch, we never watched The Social Contract about Facebook. So we watched maybe about 5 minutes of it. And I said, I just can't take any more of this. I already despise, Zuckerberg. This is making me sick. And so we stopped watching it. Understand, Facebook was about rating women. Rating women. And now Facebook is banning women for calling men scum. How's that for irony? The scum that produced Facebook is now banning women for calling people like him scum. I'm not in favor of censorship. But in this case, this is total irony here. And while we're talking about irony, let's take a look at Joy Behar. And I want you to see two portraits of Joy Behar back to back. One of them is the unmitigated joy when she thinks they've got Trump, and then the despair of joy after she finds out they don't have Trump. Here's the first one where she thinks they got him.
Breaking news.
Oh, my God. Oh, breaking news. ABC News' Brian Ross is reporting Michael Flynn promised full cooperation to the Mueller team and is prepared to testify that as a candidate, Donald Trump directed him to make contact with the Russians. Yes!
Oh, it's just entertainment, right? There's no propaganda. There's no politics and morning news or whatever, right? These morning entertainment shows directed at women. Now you know why women vote for people like Hillary Clinton. It's because of women like Joy Behar. And here's the awful truth as it hits Joy Behar. Let's
so
play that
next
clip. So on
Friday's show, apparently I was guilty of premature evaluation. I hear they have a pill for that now. Here's what happened. ABC News reporter Ross released a story claiming that when Trump was a candidate, he told Michael Flynn to contact the Russians. Ross later corrected himself, saying it was actually when Trump was president-elect. Now, Brian has been suspended for a month. And, Sonny, you have a statement from ABC News. Let's hear that.
Yes. ABC News says, we deeply regret and apologize for the serious error we made yesterday. The reporting conveyed by Brian Ross during the special report had not been fully vetted through our editorial standards process. As a result of our continued reporting over the next several hours, ultimately we determined the information.
They could shorten that up by just saying ABC admits we're fake news. Yeah, this is where we are right now. People like Joy Behar and Saturday Night Live are driving the political discussion. That's where we are. When we come back, breaking news about MIT having a new bra to protect women from sexual harassment. Stay with us. We'll be right back with that news. I'm David Knight.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects. This formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We were just playing for you Joy Behar and how excited she was at the news that they thought they had President Trump. And instead, it was recycled. Actually, it wasn't even recycled lies. It was a new lie, but it was recycled information, recycled charges that went back to January of last year. We knew it at the time. And it's not a crime. Many people have pointed out this is not a crime. What he did is not a crime. You had the acting a legal hangover from from the Obama administration, Sally Yates, saying that this was a Logan Act and we needed to investigate this. And 4 days into the Trump administration, they come in and they depose General Flynn. They surprised him. He did not have his lawyer with him. He didn't know this was happening. And they had been watching him, as Michael Hayden likes to say, And we play that frequently. They're not interested in bad people. They're interested in interesting people. People like Michael Flynn, people that they can take out who oppose their agenda. This is the politicized surveillance state that we need to be worried about. And as I was watching the news this morning, getting my coffee, playing in the break room, I saw Judge Napolitano saying, I don't understand, first of all, why they're getting away with this. This is clear entrapment. He says, I know that it's a common technique that's used by law enforcement. I know that the Supreme Court has upheld this because personally, Judge Napolitano said, I don't agree with it. And I don't agree with it either. I don't think our government should be involved in entrapment like that. But it's entrapment. And then the second thing he said was, it's kind of strange. He says, why, as a former director of intelligence, would he not know that they have this information? And as I was watching that, I thought, it's because people in power don't think that these criminal structures that they're allowing to exist, or these criminal structures that they actually create, will ever be used against them. Look at Dianne Feinstein, who was absolutely incensed that the CIA started coming after her and her staff when she started investigating the CIA. Or you look at Lindsey Graham. Like, are you watching me? You watching me? These people don't think that they're going to be suffering the brunt of this Orwellian Stasi police state that they have created. And again, we've never seen anything like it in the history of humankind. We've had the East German Stasi, which was famous for recruiting all of these snitches from the general population to watch everybody else. Everybody was watching everybody else and taking notes on everybody else and turning them into the government. And yet, what we have now, with the technological edge that they have, is far worse than anything that existed there. And William Binney has warned us about that many times, saying, he spent decades watching communist Russia and the East German Stasi secret police. He knows exactly what they're doing. He says this is far, far worse than it's already here. And the people in power don't realize it. Michael Flynn didn't realize it. Dianne Feinstein doesn't realize it. Lindsey Graham doesn't realize it. President Trump, I don't think, really realizes the full extent of it. I mean, he has said to other people, hey, if you got anything important to write down, put it down on paper. But he hasn't realized it to the extent that he would dismantle it. And you cannot coexist with it. It will destroy our republic. I would say it's already destroyed our Constitution, and it's well on its way to destroying our republic. So we're going to take a look at that. But let's finish up with Joy Behar, because it is a joyful thing to watch her as she realizes that this isn't going to happen. And we're going to talk about what's going on a bit later in terms of the back and forth competition between these dueling investigations. That's the intrigue that's in Washington, and we do need to pay attention to it because it exposes the corruption and the moral and political and legal bankruptcy of our government. That's the most important thing about this, folks, to understand. But let's go back to Joy Behar. We had just played for you her unmitigated joy to think that she had President Trump and all the people in her audience applauding, because that's where politics is now. It's in the Saturday Night Lives, and it's in the morning shows that women watch. And then she gets the sad news that this is just made up by ABC News and Brian Ross, and there's absolutely nothing to it. He got all the details wrong. It's totally fake news. And they have a long statement. I said, hey, let's just shorten this up and just say, Joy, it was fake news. And then here's her reaction after she hears the statement.
Hey, that's ABC's statement. Brian Ross has released a statement also on Sunday. He said, my job is to hold people accountable, and that's what I agree with, being held accountable myself. And that's why I agree with being held accountable myself. Yeah. So he has basically, I would say that this is a,
sounds
people
like
slamming this as fake news. But to me, it's a mistake. It's not he didn't deliberately put out a false piece of information. Yeah. He made an error. What do you girls think?
Okay, so let's change the term. Instead of fake news, let's call it mistake news. They've got mistake news. They just made mistakes. Mistakes were made, you know. Nobody ever admits anything wrong. They always say, mistakes were made. Can't say I did anything wrong. Mistakes were made. So let's just call ABC News mistake news instead of mainstream media or the prostitutes, as Gerald Celente calls them. We just call them mistake news. And it reminded me very much of what Al Franken, the way he responded when he was caught should we say red-handed? with that picture of the sleeping entertainer, and he's posing there. To solve this, MIT has applied the latest technology here. Always technology to the rescue. MRC TV reports that MIT has a new bra that will set off an alarm when forcibly touched. There you go. And I think they should call it the Franken bra for sleeping women. Or women, maybe they could call it the Cosby bra. If you've been drugged or you're sleeping, it alarms you. But I guess they didn't want to have, like, alarms go off, like, on your car when somebody bumps your car. that could be embarrassing. So they do it in a more discreet way, which may not be very effective. Instead of sounding alarms or flashing headlights or something, they have a device. This device is called the Intrepid. It will send a message to your smartphone. Now, if you don't know that somebody has just forcibly touched you, I don't know that you're going to know from the phone as well. Except that people do stare constantly at their phones, don't they? As they're walking, whatever they're doing, they're constantly staring at their phone. So I guess that's the idea of MIT. And there it is starting to be demonstrated. We don't need to go into the full demonstration there. This is the insanity of technology today, where we go. But let's not forget that this is also coming from the news media. I'm going to talk about Joy Behar's program, The View, and so forth. It's also Saturday Night Live. And we have this story where the Irish are upset because of a Saturday Night Live skit. NBC comedy series made headlines Monday after their skit about the Irish airline Aer Lingus went viral. And the Irish are saying, this is totally biased, it's not funny, and the Ronan impersonation just can't get any worse. They're making fun of an Irish singer here, I think, an Irish actress, okay? But here's what they don't understand. Let me explain to people who are listening in Ireland, because we have a lot of people who listen to our shows in Ireland. You don't understand that here in America, the only group that you're allowed to make fun of, that you're allowed to be vicious in terms of making fun of, are white people. As a matter of fact, you're encouraged to do that. Every other group is off limits, but white people are okay. As a matter of fact, if you hate white people, that's even better. And let me also explain to the people in Ireland that nobody over here ever thinks that Saturday Night Live is funny. All it is a bunch of rehashed, tired tropes and stereotypes, and that's what they're sending you. Now, you want to know something that is really funny? We got Obama's former economics director says that 10,000 people will die this year because of the tax bill. Now, that's funny. It's not intentionally funny, but it is funny. Funny, absurd, Larry Summers claimed the U.S. would experience 10,000 extra deaths per year as a result of repealing the Obamacare individual mandate. So, you thought that nothing was escapable except death and taxes? Well, what he's saying is that taxes keep you from dying. Yeah, that's Obama's economic advisor. Now, that's funny. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com.
Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I'm going to get back to the news in just one moment. We have a couple of interesting clips to play from other people. We have Chelsea Handler. We have Tom Hanks. You know, they're our new political commentariat that are instructing us as to what's going on. People who don't care one whit about the Constitution, and of course they are now weighing in, and like Joy Behar, telling us what we should think about issues, about legal issues, about political issues. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. I pointed out earlier, DNA Force is now 33% off, a big savings off of one of our premier products. Very expensive, difficult to produce, BioPQQ. It helps to protect your DNA health. And at the top of the hour, I mentioned how recent research identified that certain people in the Amish community had a genetic defect that kept them from producing a protein. But this protein would erode the end cap on the DNA. And the people who did not have the gene that produced that protein that eroded the DNA cap would live 10 years longer. And so, yes, there are certain things in your diet and your nutrition, and we have 160, 70 studies. You can find that on InfoWarsStore.com. Do your research and see what people have found about BioPQQ and how it reinforces DNA health. Again, 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off. A great way to get a baseline of vitamins and minerals to support your health without taking a lot of pills. That is now 50% off. And we have our entire line of Super Blue Fluoride-Free products, and that would be the toothpaste as well as the mouthwash. It's a great way to kill the bacteria in your mouth with things like iodine and nanosilver. And it does not have the harmful version of fluoride that you'll find in most toothpaste. So we take the bad stuff out, we put even better stuff in, and fights bacteria, which creates gum disease, which can also create heart disease. You'll find all those products at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's get back to the news. And, of course, we just talked to, showed Joy Behar's despair, the despair of Joy, as she realized that Brian Ross had deceived her and us. And, of course, it wasn't fake. It was a mistake. And so ABC's mistake news, he's now been suspended, as we reported yesterday, 4 weeks without pay. And the ABC News president is very angry about this error. They're saying that he's not going to be allowed to cover Trump stories anymore after this report. Do you think that the ABC News president believes that he's biased? Do you believe that ABC News is biased? Let's go back 4 years to the beginning of the Obama administration, when they were the second term, when they ran to get Obamacare in. Remember, we had two candidates, right? We had the incumbent, Barack Obama, which they thought he would make it in. He was going to push for Obamacare, which he did, and we got. But as a hedge, they brought in the Wall Street slickster, Mr. Fighting Whitey. Just in case you didn't like the young black guy, you could vote for the Fighting Whitey guy, Mitt Romney. And he was going to give us Obamacare anyway. He had already done it in Massachusetts. He had worked with none other than Ted Kennedy to get Romneycare through, which was exactly what Obamacare was. So they had given you, as they typically do, a false choice. They wanted to make sure they were going to get mandated health insurance through, crony capitalism health insurance, and you were going to get it, whether you voted for Mitt Romney or Barack Obama. And then the other part of the fix came, and ABC was a big part of that. Let's not forget that ABC News, go back and remember, you can remember 4 years ago, right? Remember how ABC News camped out at the White House for a full week pushing Obamacare? Day in and day out, they pushed Obamacare. And the Republicans said, wait a minute, this is so heavily politicized, you need to give us some free airtime here to at least rebut what you're having to say. And they said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do it. And so Republicans said, all right, let us buy time on ABC News to tell people the other side of why they do not want Obamacare pushed on them. And ABC News said, we will not sell you time. We will not give you equal access time. We will not sell you time. We are going to push Obamacare through. We're going to camp out for a week. You don't get to say anything on our program. That was ABC News 4 years ago. Do you think things have really changed? Do you think this was an error? You think that as upset as the ABC News president is, James Golston, I don't know if he was president 4 years ago or not, but this is something's been going on. This is institutional. This is systemic. This is not a mistake. No, this is exactly what they intended to do. Let me give you another example of this. CBS, NBC, ignore the role of anti-Trump FBI agent in the Clinton email probe. You know, this guy who was caught sending anti-Trump texts to his mistress, his name is Peter Strzok, he was also involved in the Clinton email probe. And he interviewed Huma Abedin and others that were part of Hillary Clinton's inner circle. And they lied to him. And he said, okay, no problem. You can go. But then he comes after General Flynn with a felony charge. And so over the weekend, as MRC TV points out, they say over the weekend it was discovered special counsel Robert Mueller kicked a veteran FBI agent named Peter Strzok off his team for sending text messages disparaging of President Trump. But on Monday, new information broke about just who this agent actually was. Apparently, he was responsible for turning down former FBI Director Comey's language, tuning it down, when he was announcing that he would not recommend charges be brought against Hillary Clinton. So he, toned down that language. And during their morning broadcasts, both CBS This Morning and NBC's Today did not even mention Strzok's removal from the investigation team. But By Monday's evening news, NBC failed to mention the new development when reporting on the agent's removal, while CBS Evening News didn't even mention the special counsel at all. ABC was the only one in the big three to report the new details of Strzok's past because they're trying to win back your trust. Otherwise, all three of them would not have said a single word about it. Because that's the way news was. That was the way it is, said Walter Cronkite the whole time I was growing up. And that's not the way that it was. It was the mockingbird press telling you whatever the government or the CIA wanted you to hear. They controlled the media. The media reported on the same, all reported on the same stories, all had exactly the same angle. And it was the angle that they were told to report. And then we look at NBC News. 15 times more interested in an ex-host, an entertainment host, attacking Trump than the GOP tax bill. And, of course, this ex-host is Billy Bush of Access Hollywood. And that's a 10-year-old off-the-air comment that President Trump made that they tried to use to keep him from getting elected. This is somebody in the Bush family working with the mainstream press. Monday's NBC Today devoted 15 times more coverage to this than they did to the fact that the GOP tax bill was working its way through Congress. We wouldn't want to talk about that because that doesn't affect anybody's life. It's just what President Trump said to Billy Bush off the air that really affects your life. And as I pointed out yesterday, it wasn't just ABC News, but within a 24-hour period, we had ABC News and their fake report that a mini crash on the stock market got Joy Behar all excited. And then the BBC caused a missile strike with their fake news. Missile strike in Syria. And then they were the ones pushing this, and then they justified the strike by going back to their report again. And this is the way the BBC News reports everything that's happening here in America. The cloud over the Trump White House is Russia. They say one controversy has clung to the Trump team like glue. Russia. No, it's not clinging to them, actually. I would say that for at least half of the country, this is just sliding off like President Trump is wearing a Teflon suit because we understand where this is coming from. But they keep slinging the mud. So as soon as one piece of mud just slides down to the ground, they throw another one. And here's BBC throwing their mud. U.S. intelligence agencies have concluded that Moscow tried to say, no, they didn't. No, they didn't. And this is where this is all coming from. Understand the sequence of events. You know, one of the stories that we have here is that GOP Senator Susan Collins, who, by the way, this liberal Republican senator, refused to vote against either the charges against Bill Clinton for impeachment. But now she's saying, I think this investigation is clearly bearing fruit. Really? So... Well, if we go back and we look at, as I pointed out before, you got a poison tree here. You got this stuff cooked up by the Democrats, cooked up by the Democrats who bought this phony report that was used to conduct the investigation. The fruit of a poison tree is useless in a prosecution. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Top scientists and researchers agree we are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nutrition. Tropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Emmerich's essential oils can help balance your sleep schedule and realign your sleep cycle. These essential oils are an inexpensive and effective way to bring aromatherapy into your home. Experience the benefits of what nature can do for you with scents to help you relax and unwind. When life has you feeling down, the scent of each of our essential oils can help you boost your mood. When using Emerick's essential oils, there's no easier way to diffuse fragrances than with this essential oils scent diffuser pod. Experience the power of aromatherapy in any room of your home with Emerick's essential oils. Headaches are a major inconvenience, but essential oils can help eliminate headaches and help reduce stress and anxiety. When you're hard at work and need a boost in your mental performance, remember to use Emerick's essential oils to help increase your comprehension and memory potential. Buy now and get what will soon become your favorite essential oil products at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, yesterday we had some very important health news about a vaccine for dengue fever. They discovered in the Philippines, one NGO, one non-governmental organization, said that three children had died. 730,000 have recently been inoculated with this vaccine. And what they found was that besides having some very severe health effects, it also made it far worse if you subsequently contacted dengue fever than if you hadn't been vaccinated at all. So as we see over and over again, and this was coming from a French vaccine company, the stuff that we're being given by big pharmaceutical companies, especially in this country, the vaccines for which they have total legal immunity, are some of the biggest threats to your health. And here's another one. As they're pointing out on CNN, cocaine deaths amongst blacks are on par with opioid deaths amongst whites, says a study. So when you look at it with different groups, and I think this is kind of interesting, what does it tell us about our society? I think people take cocaine because they're trying to escape their conditions. It's a way to escape. It's an entertainment drug, if you will. Somebody who's poor, who is in despair because they don't see they have any opportunities, are going to get involved in recreational drugs, alcohol, cocaine, things like that, to try to cheer themselves up. Opioids are a bit different thing. Okay, they're painkillers. And that path to addiction is coming through our health system. And they say even though it's mostly amongst whites right now, blacks and Hispanics are also affected. And it's picking up with them as well because they also have to go to the doctor. And when they go to the doctor, many times that's what's prescribed. When Rand Paul was talking about the severe pain that he's been in since he was attacked by his neighbor, had, five or six ribs that were broken. They were displaced. He had fluid accumulating around his lungs over the Thanksgiving holiday. Didn't get too much attention, but his wife pointed out that every time he takes a breath, he's in severe pain. And she went through the math and she said, think about how many times you breathe per minute, per hour, per day. It's tens of thousands of breaths that he had at that point, every single one of them a sharp pain. And when he went back to Washington, he was running a very high temperature. I think it was, if I remember correctly, it was something like 102 and a half, all this other stuff. And so I was very concerned about that. It's like, man, I hope he doesn't get prescribed opioids. And when he's being interviewed by a doctor on Fox News talking to him about the situation and his pain, his physical condition, it's one of the things the doctor asked him or that Rand Paul volunteered. He said, I did not take opioids. Do not take opioids. He took ibuprofen. And there was a story that came out right about that same time from AP News saying that drugstore pain pills are as effective as opioids in ER patients. They said emergency rooms are where many patients are first introduced to powerful opioid painkillers. But what if doctors offered over-the-counter pills instead? A new study tested the approach on patients with broken bones, like Rand Paul, and sprains, and found that pain relievers sold as Tylenol and Motrin worked as well as opioids at reducing severe pain. You understand? So take a clue, take a tip from Rand Paul. Do not let them get you addicted to opioids. They're expensive. They're dangerous. And this is what we continually, this is why you have to question things like vaccines. They don't always, they're not evil people that are giving opioids, but they don't necessarily understand the circumstances of it or where this is going to lead. Rand Paul did. He stayed away from them. He said he took ibuprofen. You can take Tylenol. You can take Motrin. They've done a study in Chicago saying this is just as effective. You don't have to get addicted because you're in pain. Now, you talk about people who take cocaine and other drugs. That is a psychological issue, spiritual issue. That's the way those things need to be addressed. But if you're in a situation or your loved ones are in a situation, keep them away from this garbage that is created by big pharmaceuticals. That's something you're not going to hear on Fox News or CNN because they sponsor those networks. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this December the 5th, 2017. Coming up in the next segment, we have John Kiriakou, the CIA whistleblower who blew the whistle on CIA torture. And, of course, he was, as a whistleblower, as we see all the time, it's the whistleblower who goes to jail. Nobody who ordered it, nobody who implemented it. The psychologists or psychiatrists who made $80 million for teaching the CIA how to torture people, they got off. The only person who went to jail was a person who said, wait a minute, that's immoral, it's unethical, it's illegal, it's unconstitutional. Oh, you're going to jail, but we're going to keep doing it. And so we're going to talk to John Kiriakou. He wants to talk about what's going on with the investigation. And when we look at this, looking at Joy Behar saying, you know, they didn't. It wasn't fake news. It was mistake news. It was mistake news. And we have the equivalent to that in the rewording of what they came up with. This is the FBI agent, Peter Strzok, who was just dismissed. We now find that he was not only the guy who deposed Hillary Clinton's, I guess we could call them her co-conspirators in the violation of national security, and said, no problem. And then he was also the guy who interviewed Michael Flynn, this anti-Trump guy, interviewed Michael Flynn. And when the email investigation was going on, he suggested the term, which Comey went with, which was instead of something that was about that extremely careless, instead of saying gross negligence, okay? Gross negligence is the way that it's written down in the law, so that would be a little bit too obvious. Now, as people like Judge Napolitano has pointed out, if you look up in a legal dictionary, gross negligence, it says extremely careless. So, in essence, it's not different. But the semantics mean everything. If he were to use the same terminology that was in the law, that would be even more of a flag. But of course, we had Comey saying, hey, she violated the law in all these different areas, but I don't see any benefit to prosecuting Hillary Clinton. But don't you try this at home. And then immediately they send lower level people, a guy who takes a couple of photographs of where he slept on a submarine, and it's like, those are confidential classified documents. We're going to send you to prison for that. That's the double system under which we operate. And that's the war of semantics under which they operate. And of course, the people who are running this, the usual suspects who have been around Hillary Clinton, defending her for a very long time, changing the wording from gross negligence to extremely careless. So we're going to talk to John Kiriakou. I'm curious to see what he believes. John and I don't agree with everything on politics. He's a little bit more left. I'm a little bit more right. But we do agree on the things that are essential for the survival of our country. We do have to agree on a rule of law, on the Constitution, and other things like that. So it'll be interesting to see what John has to say. I want to go back at this point to something that I just touched on in the first hour that I think is very important for us to understand. And this is that missile attack that the New York Times and others have said that the U.S.-supplied defense system failed to intercept, and why they say that happened. You know, we can come up with a new bra to intercept unwanted touching from MIT. I don't really think that's going to work, as we pointed out why earlier. This is far more serious, and it looks like this may have problems as well. And as they point out in this recap on Zero Hedge, they say the official story was clear. Saudi forces shot down a ballistic missile fired by Yemen's Houthi rebel group last month at Saudi Arabia's capital, Riyadh. It was a victory, they said, for the Saudis and for the U.S., which supplied the Patriot missile defense system. They say the missile, however, if you look at photos and videos that they have now put together, and they presented this to missile scientists, what they say is the missile's warhead flew unimpeded over Saudi defenses and nearly hit its target, the Riyadh airport. The warhead detonated so close to the domestic terminal that customers jumped out of their seats. Now, this is a variant of the venerated, I guess we could say, or Scud missile, going back to Saddam Hussein. This is the Burquan II missile. It is a variant of the Scud missile system. This is part of a New York Times investigation. Experts were primarily examining multiple videos and photos of missile debris location and missile parts. They concluded that Saudis could not have intercepted the warhead. It further appears to have exploded on impact, something which would not have happened had the projectile been effectively intercepted. They say an analysis of the debris shows that the warhead components, the part of the missile that carries explosives, were missing. This would explain why the debris in Riyadh only appears to consist of the rear tube. It would suggest that the Saudis may have missed the missile, or they may have only hit the tube after it separated and began to fall uselessly towards the earth, rather. They say this is very near the main domestic terminal of the airport. They say that the warhead continued on its trajectory after the mid-air separation from the rest of the missile, and that's what it is designed to do. It makes it harder to intercept as it hits its main target. So as it starts to get closer to the target, the warhead itself, by design, separates from the main tube. It appears, when they look at the videos, that the missile hit the main tube but missed the warhead. Saudi officials claimed that it was only debris from the intercepted missile that hit the airport. They said the blast was small. Satellite imagery of the airport taken immediately before and after the blast is not detailed enough to capture the crater from the impacts of the analysts, but it does show ground damage, and it supports the finding that the warhead hit just off of the runway. And here's the key thing. One scientist in the report points out not only did they get very close to hitting the airport, but it is hugely significant that the Saudis fired 5 times. At the incoming missile, and they missed. You shoot 5 times at a missile, and they all miss? She said, that is shocking. Her name is Laura Grego. She said, that's shocking because this system is supposed to work, and this is an older system. This is the Patriot missile system. It's been around for a while. And so this is very concerning news, if true. One of the things that is coming out in this investigation, and as we've got Kevin Nunes saying, wait a minute, they're covering up information about what this guy did. He said, we knew something about this. He said, I went to Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. I asked him for information. He believes that Rod Rosenstein also covered up this information. So now he's got a list of people that he wants to, I think the charge is now some kind of obstruction or covering up information. And it includes the usual suspects around the Hillary Clinton inner circle, people like Comey, people like McCabe, who, if you remember, Terry McAuliffe, part of the inner circle of the Clinton group, donated a serious amount of money to his wife as McCabe, the deputy director who was running the Clinton email scandal, as his wife was running for Senate. Terry McAuliffe, who was sitting governor, gave a lot of money to her. Now, Terry McAuliffe, there's all this news that came out last week. It got driven off by other things that were happening. Everybody's talking about the fact that Terry McAuliffe is seriously considering a 2020 run. Yes, please do it. Please do it. Talk about a sitting target. This is a guy who is so dirty with the Clintons. The only way that you could get anybody more Clinton-esque than Terry McAuliffe, if you didn't run Bill and Hillary, would be to run Chelsea. But Terry McAuliffe is right there. This is a guy who is not only being investigated by Democrat Attorney General in Mississippi saying, hey, you defrauded us of over $6 million, but now he has Chinese investors who are suing him over this. A $17 million fraud lawsuit from Chinese investors against Terry McAuliffe. Why? Because he abused the immigration laws. Get this. He abused the immigration laws and convinced wealthy Chinese people that they could get American citizenship by investing in his business. $500,000 into his business. And actually about $560,000 to be exact. And this is a business that didn't go anywhere. So now these Chinese investors, and I feel sorry for them because they uprooted their homes, their families. They lost $500,000, a little over, to Terry McAuliffe and his Democrat sharks. And now they're left in the lurch. They've got to try to go back to China or do something. It's not just the people in Mississippi that were defrauded, but it's also these Chinese investors who come in. And this is the guy who wants to run for president. Stay with us. We'll be right back with John Kiriakou.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWarsLife.com.
Refresh your breath with Emmerich's Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emmerich's Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emmerich's Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
He's Mr. Green Christmas. He's Mr. Sun. Bum, bum, bum. He's Mr. Heat Blister.
He's Mr. Hunt.
I never want to see a day under 60 degrees. I'd rather have it 80 or 100 degrees. I never want to see a day under 60 degrees.
All right, welcome back. I'm David Knight. It's Tuesday, November the 5th. I guess that's our global warming version of Christmas carols. We're joined right now by John Kiriakou, of course, a former CIA operative, senior investigator for the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He was the one who blew the whistle on CIA torture. And as I said in the last segment, he was the only one who went to jail for that. JohnKiriakou.com is his website. You can also find him on Twitter at John Kiriakou. And thank you for joining us, John. You guys still got a radio program as well now, don't you? Tell us a little bit about that.
I do. Thanks for asking. I co-host the Loud and Clear program on the Sputnik Network. And yes,
okay, good.
It's owned by the Russians.
That's okay. Don't have any problem with that because they accuse us of being Russians as well.
So indeed, it's they do.
You know, we don't impeach the source as long as the information. We, you know, the way we do media is we look at what's being said, and that's what we focus on. Of course, there are certain sources that I don't trust, like NBC News and others like that. But give us your thoughts on what's happening now with impeachment, what we've seen in the last week. We had Joy Behar. We just played that. They were very excited. It caused a crash in the stock market. We also had the BBC pushing out a fake narrative that caused a missile strike in Syria. So fake news has its consequences, but its apologists in the entertainment industry, as Joy Behar pointed out, she said, it wasn't fake news. It was just a mistake. That's why I always put this. Mistakes were made.
Yeah, that's right. It's so easy to just shunt that off. It's as though mainstream journalists just don't do their homework anymore. I mean, I know Brian Ross personally. I've been in Brian Ross's office. He has a wall lined with Emmy Awards. But who in their right mind would go to breaking news with a single source for his story? Brian knows better than that. Every mainstream journalist knows better than that. They're just trying to get that scoop to one-up each other, and they don't care if it's true or not.
That's right. That's the pressure to be sensational with that. And, it's exactly what we had seen with that. But the interesting thing was that ABC News kept that up for about 12 hours before they pushed back against it. Isn't that interesting? Because that shows that it's beyond just, he's taking the hit for this by himself, and they're making a big deal of the fact that they suspended him for 4 weeks without pay. But they left that up for 12 hours, and people from CNN were saying, hey, can you give us some verification long before they took that down? And so there's some systemic problems there as well.
I agree. And if you recall, too, even after they realized that the information was false, they did not issue a correction. They issued a clarification, which is different. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. then they let another 4 hours pass before they finally came out and said the information's wrong.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you make of this? Because once we got the actual information, they said, well, no, these were conversations that took place, in December. It's a couple of months after he's been elected, a couple of weeks before he becomes president. This is part of the transition team talking to a Russian ambassador. Also talking about what's going on with a UN resolution that was coming up. So it's talking about the Russian sanctions, talking about a UN resolution that was coming up about Israel. Is that a crime? Many people have said, what's the crime in this? I mean, I don't see a crime. Do you see a crime in those kinds of conversations between a transition team and a foreign ambassador?
Certainly not, David. There's no crime here. It's as plain as that. There's just simply no crime. Now, let's look at this UN vote, because this is really, to me, the most interesting part. Why was there a UN vote? The election had finished. President Trump was assembling his national security team. President Obama is on his way out the door. And then the United States wants to schedule a UN Security Council vote. The reason why that vote was scheduled was specifically to box the new Trump administration into an unpopular policy vis-a-vis Israel. And yeah, that's why President Trump wanted to either delay or to do away with the vote for the resolution, because he was going to be caught in this new UN Security Council rule that would declare all settlements illegal. And that's not how you start off a new administration. It was a dirty trick on the part of the Obama administration.
Exactly. It was a lame duck administration. They're only 2 weeks out from losing power, and they decide, as you point out, to try to box them in on a foreign issue by calling a UN vote. And that's one aspect of it that I haven't heard people point out. That's a very good point. The other thing, too, is this abuse of the Logan Act, this misuse of the Logan Act. I've said many times, I think an appropriate use of the Logan Act would be when big corporate officials and government officials of all these different governments go to Bilderberg and they meet secretly and they say, you're not allowed to know anything that we talk about here. I mean, you talk about collusion with foreign powers. I mean, that's going on this is like a bazaar, a market for collusion at the Bilderberg things. And we've said many times, Ron Paul has said, hey, hit some of these guys with the Logan Act, because we know that they're talking about policy. They deny it, but we know that they are. But now they say, well, this is a transition team talking to a foreign ambassador just 2 weeks before taking office, and so we're going to apply the Logan Act. But that is for a private individual who is working against public policy. And Matt Drudge tweeted out over the weekend, he said, well, when are we going to apply that then to Obama, who is now a private citizen and doing the same sort of thing?
That's right. Or the Clintons with the Clinton Foundation. The truth is, the Logan Act, sure, it's on paper. It's been on paper since 1799. But there's a legal theory called desuetude, D-E-S-U-I-T-U-D-E. And what it is, it says that if there's a law on the books that has not been used, it's not been used in a prosecution for a great period of time, it ceases to become a law. So we've got this Logan Act, and you've got these mainstream media people threatening the Trump administration and others for violating the Logan Act. But the Logan Act isn't even worth the paper that it's written on, because it's not been prosecuted since 1799. So let's just move on.
They've never prosecuted anybody under it, as far as I know. Did they prosecute somebody? That was when it's created, right? They never used it, right?
Yeah. Right. It's never been used. It was created in 1799. So listen, when a man is elected president, he has a right to assemble his national security team. This is so ridiculous. I can't even believe that we have to talk about it. He has a right to assemble his national security team, and he has a right to reach out to other ambassadors and to other countries. That's governance. That's what we want a new president to do.
Yes. What I'm concerned about is the fact that we have taken a very weak approach to this, that Jeff Sessions has pulled himself back, and now we have Kevin Nunes saying the House is going to prepare contempt action against the FBI and the Department of Justice against Rod Rosenstein, who started this whole witch hunt. And as I've mentioned before, we don't even have a special prosecutor law. You talk about the Logan Act, which hasn't been applied since 1799. Well, in 1999, 200 years after that, the special prosecutor law expired. Both parties decided that they wanted that to expire because they didn't want to have exactly what we have going on right now, which is a witch hunt. Bring me the man, I will find the crime. And so when we come back, I want to talk to you about that and about the expanding role of Mueller as he's now going to get the Deutsche Bank records of Donald Trump. Because you know what? The easiest process crime to get anybody in the world on is financial crime. They They let the pedophile Speaker of the House go for decades. They never got him for that. They got him for taking out his own money out of his own bank account. That's how dangerous financial crimes are. Stay with us. We'll be right back with John Kiriakou.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're talking to John Kiriakou. You can find him at johnkiriakou.com. That is spelled K-I-R-I-A-K-O-U. You can also find him on Twitter at John Kiriakou. And as John was pointing out, he now has a radio program on Sputnik that you can also find. And what's the name of that program again, John?
It's called Loud and Clear.
Loud and Clear. Okay, that's the radio program that you can find John on. We were just talking about the process that is going on now, the process leading to impeachment. And as a matter of fact, National Review said this is now an obstruction investigation. They said this means that it has always been an impeachment investigation. And we look at this because there's a lot of people on the left who are not Trump supporters, like Alan Dershowitz, for example. And he says, John, that this is a very dangerous situation that we're in because what we're doing is criminalizing political differences here. And there's another aspect here that I think you're very able to speak to, and that is the surveillance state aspect of this. We got William Binney, who was on just last week, talking about how the intelligence community had become politicized. He said, you know, when you look at all this stuff, we know that one guy had the keys to all of these encryptions here, and it was Obama. And it was the Obama administration that was illegally exposing these people, unveiling these people, unmasking these people, as they technically put it. We know that it was one individual here who was conducting these interviews with Michael Flynn, who had the full transcripts that the intelligence community had given him. So he's able to sit there and quiz him on all these details of things and try to find something that is, it's going to stick out. And as Judge Napolitano said, he said, how did Flynn not know this, having been in intelligence previously? I think, and I want to get your comment on this, John, I think that people at the top, whether it is Michael Flynn, or whether it is Dianne Feinstein, or whether it is Lindsey Graham, they just don't believe that the intelligence apparatus is watching them. They think it's there to watch you and me, the little guys out there. But it's not going to watch them. They think they're the bosses of the intelligence community. And it's time for a wake-up call with those people who could actually do something about it and try to rein this in, don't you think?
Oh, I think you are 100% correct. Look, Barack Obama and his administration did so much damage to our civil liberties that even if we started right now to repair that damage, it would take generations to get past it all. Real damage. You mentioned unmasking, David. Even unmasking is not technically illegal. It's at the very least unethical. And it's something that should never be done, not unless there's a specific national security reason for it. When I was at the CIA, when I was still on the analytics side before I went over to operations, I can count on one hand, I can count on one finger the number of times I asked for someone to be unmasked. And it was because the person on the U.S. end of the conversation was involved in a crime with a member of a terrorist group. Unmasking is something that is almost never done, and it is certainly never, ever supposed to be done for political reasons.
Well, you know, it was Michael Hayden himself, and we've played this clip, played every couple of days, because people need to hear this from him. He said when he was addressing Washington and Lee law students, he said, we don't listen to bad people. We listen to interesting people. And I think that's the key thing. There's nobody more interesting than the president and his transition team if you're opposed to it. When William Binney was here last week, he said they have become a Praetorian Guard. And we know how that worked out in history. First, the Praetorian Guard went around one particular emperor, and they were protecting him and everything. Before long, they were the government, and they were picking and choosing who the emperors were going to be. And that's the thing that most concerns me, is how openly politicized this Praetorian Guard of the intelligence community has become under Obama. All these former officials are out there now doing all the talk circuit stuff. They used to pretend the NSA didn't even exist. They wouldn't talk about it. They wouldn't talk about the fact they'd been director. Now they're out there using their position as an official in the intelligence community in a political attack mode.
David, how crazy is it that the mainstream media now turns to the likes of John Brennan and Mike Morrell as the senior statesman from the Obama administration? How crazy is it that we think that the likes of John Brennan and Mike Morrell have our best interests at heart and are protecting our civil liberties when they were the ones who were violating our civil liberties in the first place?
That's right.
I just don't understand. I feel like I'm in a bizarro world from the Superman comics when everything is the reverse of what it's supposed to be.
That's right. I mean, talk about the CIA torture program that you exposed, or the drone assassination program that's going on that Barack Obama did. And
one of my favorite statistics that I like to quote when I give speeches is that in his last month as president, George W. Bush killed two people with the use of a drone. And in his last month as president, Barack Obama killed 424 people with drones. Wow. I don't remember countries inviting us to violate their sovereignty and their territorial integrity and airspace with drones. That's an illegal act. 424 people, and that's just in 1 month.
That is amazing. And, you know, and yet last week I had Chris Tanto-Paranto, one of the heroes of Benghazi, who fought for 13 hours to protect lives and got absolutely no assistance from Hillary Clinton and the State Department or David Petraeus's CIA. They just sat there, left these guys hanging out to dry. He's absolutely furious that they would take one of these guys. And of course, they did a lot of things. They bribed witnesses. That was one of the things that killed their case. They didn't get there for another 18 days after the event, but they conducted a criminal investigation. And he was looking at this as like, what in the world is going on? Why would the Obama administration conduct a criminal investigation when it was the Obama administration who had the drone assassination program that we're just talking about, that is not a surgical strike. It kills a lot of innocent people every time they do that. It was the Obama administration that created the stuck in the NDA, the National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA, put in their indefinite detention by the military and rendition and torture and so forth and so on. Why would they all of a sudden make a show trial out of this individual who was eventually convicted of terrorism but not of murder? Why would they make a show trial of this and give him all of these civil liberties like they're good guys? What do you make of that?
Well, like you alluded to a few minutes ago, the laws are for the little people, not for the big people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's an easy way to distract, frankly, the American public from the real issues. The real issues are that we've given up our civil liberties with barely more than a whimper. Our human rights are not respected, and our politicians run roughshod over us. It's something that we've gotten used to. You know, like everybody else, David, right after September 11th, I supported passage of the Patriot Act because I really believed, you know, terrorism is real. We have to confront it right now. We have to do whatever we can to stop the next attack. Well, after 16 years, I've come to realize that the war has been against the American public.
Yes.
And what we did is we gave our politicians carte blanche to do whatever they wanted, and they don't have to report back to us. And this is something that all of our politicians forget. It's that they work for us.
That's right. And when we look at this, the show trial that they did here of this guy that they captured in Benghazi, that was simply a show trial for public consumption. And I think, yes, John, it was to tell us, just as you said, oh, look, we still support the rule of law. We still support civil liberties. And we'll show you how, what extreme measures we go to support this. We'll bring a foreign individual that we captured on foreign land in the process that we're now saying, and we actually convicted him of being a terrorist. We'll bring him back to America and we'll conduct some kind of a criminal investigation for it. Still, though, they'll continue on with their drone assassination programs. They'll keep in the NDAA. They'll keep all of that stuff in there. They'll keep surveilling the American people in violation of the Constitution. They'll continue the torture programs, but they'll pretend that they got the rule of law with this one high-profile case. I think they brought him back because they knew it would get a lot of attention from us, people who were enraged about the fact that he wasn't convicted of murder and that it would make them look like they're following the rule of law.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And that's exactly what happened. So that they can say, well, you know, we're out there, we're vigilant, we're trying to keep the country safe. We caught a bad guy, and we gave him the same rights that everybody else has, the same rights that every American has. The system worked.
Yeah, the system worked. The system worked the way that they had designed it. It worked to put you in jail when you exposed CIA torture. Stay with us. We've got one more segment with John Kiriakou. Again, you can find him on Twitter at John Kiriakou. And we'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Top scientists and researchers agree we are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nutrition nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to John Kiriakou, the whistleblower from the CIA who exposed CIA torture program and went to jail for it, as we typically see. Nobody who actually did the torture, who designed the torture, who made millions of dollars from teaching people about how to torture, nothing happened to any of those people. And now, as we were talking about in the last segment, the people who presided over that, like John Brennan, are now the elder statesmen of the intelligence community, going on one political talk show after the other, pontificating about what should happen to President Trump. But I want to talk to John now about the serious motorcycle accident that you had. What was it, the end of October that you had that accident?
The beginning of October, right.
Beginning of October. Wow. Yeah, it was a very serious accident. I didn't realize, I heard you were in an accident. I just got the article here from Jennifer. You had 6 broken ribs, a broken clavicle, fractured vertebrae. I mean, this is very serious stuff. You had a port installed in your neck. How are you feeling?
I still feel pretty banged up. In fact, I'm going to have another follow-up surgery next week to to put a titanium plate and four screws in my clavicle here to try to hold it all together. But it was pretty bad. The doctor told me, you know, I was in shock and I didn't even realize I was in intensive care. And the doctor told me, if I had fallen one more inch to the left, I would have been paralyzed from the chest down. So it was a pretty serious accident.
Wow. I keep telling my son, not drive a motorcycle. I know it can happen in a car, anything. Yeah. And you had an editorial saying, yes, the deep state did not cause my motorcycle accident, but it does in fact exist. And a lot of people were saying, oh, was this an assassination attempt?
Yeah, this week ran an article. And that's the rumor that got around. And the reason there was a rumor that this was an assassination attempt is because there was no police report. Even though the police came, the ambulance came, the fire department came, there was a woman who was helping me. I was laying in the middle of Connecticut Avenue, and a woman was holding my hand, asking me, what's your name? Do you know what day it is? Do you know who the president is? That kind of thing. And thank God I was wearing a helmet. But she said that the man that I was in the accident with had continued to drive up to the end of the block, and then he just stopped, and the police were questioning him, and then the police told him to just drive away. And she said, oh, my gosh, the police just told him to drive away. And he got in his car and left. Well, I had other things on my mind at that moment. but then a couple of days later, when Newsweek called, they wanted to know why there was no police report. And when they called the Washington police, they were told that they had no evidence that an accident had ever taken place. And so I said, I can't imagine this was an assassination attempt. There were so many moving parts. It would have been virtually impossible. But the way things work in the intelligence community is if you are working in the United States on a clandestine operation and you get into an accident, you get a speeding ticket, something happens, you carry what's euphemistically called a get out of jail free card. And what that is a business card with a phone number on it. You ask the police to call this number. It rings at the CIA or NSA or the FBI or whoever you belong to. And they say, please let this person go and don't make a written record of whatever happened. And I think that's what happened. I think I inadvertently disturbed an ongoing clandestine operation by getting into a crash with this guy. And he explained to the cops, I'm on a secret mission. I need to get going. And the cops told him to go ahead and go.
Because that is in D.C., after all. I mean, that's you probably can't sling a dead cat and not hit somebody works for the government at CIA. That's amazing. Well, you know, we're very concerned about that when I heard it, and I didn't hear it for some time. And immediately my mind went back to, Michael Hastings and what happened in that particular instance. And I remember when it first came out and I looked at the accident, and I didn't even know that he'd been contacting people and saying, I've got to get out of town. I'm doing something. The CIA or the FBI is after me and so forth. He'd made all these different statements to people and asking his landlady, have you seen anybody around my car and all this kind of stuff? But I was looking at it and I just thought it was odd that the motor of his car was ejected down the street 100 yards, which is very unusual, when his car went into a tree and it really wasn't crumpled very badly and it was on fire. And, you know, fires typically happen if you have a rear end collision, and you typically would not have an engine ejected at a right angle 100 yards down unless it was some kind of explosion in the car. So I thought that was suspicious. And then all the stuff came out about the fact that he was investigating people and he was on the run.
You know, I had the same questions about Michael Hastings, and I was surprised that his family had come out and asked people to stop speculating and just go. The family really was urging people not to investigate this. And I kind of wondered if they had been threatened or if somebody had said something to them. Now, in my case, David, I wear my politics on my sleeve. The CIA and the FBI know where I live. They know where I work. They know what my phone number is. If they wanted to get me, I think they would have got me, and they probably would have got me in prison.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that would be the easiest way for them to do something like that and the easiest way to deny any involvement in it you being in prison. Any final statements on where you think this investigation is going? I said I think it's very concerning as it's moving to Germany. Or if you want to talk about something else, we got about 4 or 5 minutes actually, way you want to go with this.
Thank you. Yeah, I'd like to talk about the investigation. I've said from the very beginning in my writing on my own radio show here in Washington that I never thought from the very beginning that we would see any criminal charges related in any way to Russia. And I still believe that to be the case. What the Justice Department does is something called charge stacking. They will dive into your life and they will find as many felonies as they can. But these are things called throwaway felonies, making a false statement, obstruction of justice, conspiracy, whatever that means. You pointed out, financial crimes, which are almost impossible to avoid, whether it's wire fraud or mail fraud or check fraud or something. Harvey Silverglate, a professor of law at Harvard, wrote his book, Three Felonies a Day, saying that whether we like it or not, whether we try or not, we all commit at least three felonies a day. And people like Mr. Mueller love that kind of thing because they can heap charges on you. And what they do is they wait until you're bankrupt, wait until you have $1 million in legal fees, and they come back and they offer to dismiss all of the charges but one. And you get the least amount of jail time, but then you have to flip on the next guy up the food chain. And that's exactly what they're trying to do now. It's not something to be proud of. It's a problem with our system. It's a problem with our Justice Department.
Well, you know, you mentioned Harry Silverglade, and he wrote an editorial about a month or so ago, and he outed Mueller as he called him Torquemada. He said, this guy is someone who will sink his teeth in. He'll do anything to get a conviction. And he talked about the case of Jeffrey McDonald, the doctor that they loosely based the fugitive on. And he had been through trial after trial after trial, and there was a lot of government misconduct. He said he went into a meeting with Mueller, and Mueller said, any discussion of anything that was done inappropriate by the FBI is off the table. We will simply not talk about it. And that was the key issue. That was the key issue that they were coming to talk about. He said, we cannot do anything wrong. We will assume that you are wrong about something, and then we will go through your life with a microscope to find something, like Alan Dershowitz points out, political jaywalking.
Yeah, you know, I keep reminding myself that it was Mueller who created what was called the John Kiriakou Task Force at the FBI.
Oh,
it was
really?
It was Robert Mueller that essentially ruined my life back in 2000.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And he had, working for him as one of the people he picked, somebody who had ruined a lot of people's lives with financial crime investigation in the past. That is a key place for him to hang out, you know, with Enron and other things that they came in. And when we look at Michael Flynn, as one article yesterday pointed out, he is the, what is the lady that they got for insider trading? Martha Stewart. He is the Martha Stewart of this year. Okay. He gets the award. She was never convicted of insider trading. She was convicted of making false statements to the FBI because it just keep on asking you question after question after question.
And they do it on purpose, and they do it to trip you up so that then they can making a false statement and you're utterly defenseless. This is something that I learned the hard way, and I'd like to tell your viewers, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, if you're ever interviewed by the FBI, don't say anything. I can't stress that any more strongly. Don't say anything, and don't ever speak to the FBI without a lawyer sitting next to you. You'll regret it almost immediately.
We should frame that advice and put it on the screen behind me. By the way, folks, because that was what happened to Michael Flynn. Now we know. You know, he goes in, he doesn't think that he's done anything wrong, and he hadn't done anything wrong. He doesn't know they've got a transcript of all this stuff. He went in, he didn't know that they were even going to ask him these questions. He didn't know it was an investigation like that. He didn't have a lawyer with him, and he just starts talking.
Right. Because he's a patriot, and he doesn't think he has anything to hide.
That's right.
And so he just wants to be done with it.
That's how they get the good guys. All right, we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. JohnKiriakou.com. You can find him on Twitter at JohnKiriakou. And, of course, his radio show is Loud and Clear. You'll find it on Sputnik. Thank you so much, and get well, John. Sorry to hear about that accident, but I'm glad that you're on the road to recovery. I hope this next surgery goes well.
B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption.
Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at perhaps, finally, we're going to have the GOP pushing back. This is going to be coming from Devin Nunes. It's not going to be coming from Jeff Sessions. We're going to also take a look at the debate in the media over whether this is obstruction, over whether or not this is the Logan Act and the various other things that are being put out there. Look, we have to get serious and we have to lock up the people who have subverted our legal system. And as this thing begins to, this cancer on the Trump presidency begins to metastasize to bank accounts, to foreign bank accounts, which is a legitimate thing. It isn't like President Trump's got an offshore bank account with Deutsche Bank. It's very well known. And, but now they are subpoenaing have a subpoena for Trump's Deutsche Bank records. This has come out. Bloomberg is reporting on it. Mueller has zeroed in on President Trump's business dealings with Deutsche Bank as his investigation into alleged Russian meddling in the U.S. elections widens. Deutsche Bank for months has rebuffed calls by Democratic lawmakers to provide more transparency over the roughly $300 million Trump owed to the bank for his real estate dealings. As I said, it's not just an offshore account. This is money that he got to buy real estate. And the people that have been pushing for this are people like Maxine Waters. So Maxine Waters is going to get her gift from Mueller. This is strictly politics, folks, and this is one more example of it and how we've perverted the rule of law. Other Democrats have asked whether the bank's loans to Trump made years before he ran for president were any way connected to Russia. That's absolutely not what, I mean, this is unbelievable. But Devin Nunes is going to be pushing back. We're going to talk about that as House Republicans are preparing contempt actions against the FBI's Department of Justice. In this news break at the top of the hour, I want to hit one thing that we haven't talked about here. We talked about yesterday a little bit of the tax victory that came out that's been pushed off of the headlines. And it was a masterstroke, as some of them have pointed out, a masterstroke in a political angle. And that is to cause an accelerated exodus out of the high tax states in the Northeast and in California. This is something that's been going on for quite some time. People realizing that they can have a much better standard of living if they don't live in New York and California or Chicago, the big blue areas. This is only going to accelerate once the state and local taxes are deductions are removed. And once the rest of us stop subsidizing the high taxes of New York, California, and Chicago. And if that happens and people move out of those areas, that is going to harm them with the Electoral College. And they're going to see more of what really got Hillary Clinton upset, claiming that she won the popular vote, which we don't believe. But still, it's determined by the Electoral College. And if there is a population shift away from those areas, that is going to be a masterstroke there. But there's something else that is happening within the GOP. And we're going to talk about the GOP Civil War. It illustrates itself very well in this contest that is coming up in Alabama. We're only 1 week away from that today, just a week from today. And as we look at this happening, as we look at the emergence, the reemergence of Mitt Romney, it reminds us of what's going on in the Civil War there. And I've got an article here about the tax plan that includes billions for illegal aliens. You may not realize just how thoroughly in bed. We've talked about it a great deal. Paul Ryan has always been open borders, always been about population replacement. And you're going to see this coming into the headlines big time. It's already been, they already snuck it in to the tax plan, the GOP did. And we're going to talk about the billions that have been put in the tax plan for illegal aliens by these people like Bob Corker, who say we can't increase the deficit by one penny, but they can give billions to illegal aliens. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Bombshell information revealed this week could undermine the integrity of the Russia collusion investigation. Peter Sturzik was the top FBI official assigned to Mueller's special counsel. For nearly 4 months, it's been kept secret that the FBI agent exchanged anti-Trump and pro-Hillary Clinton text messages with his mistress. The reported text messages show a bias that cannot be ignored. Sturzik also led the investigation of Hillary Clinton's private email server, and he played a direct role in the statement that ultimately cleared Clinton of criminal wrongdoing. Electronic records show that Sturzik changed Comey's early draft language describing Clinton's actions as grossly negligent to extremely careless. Sturzik was also one of two FBI agents who interviewed General Flynn. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes chided the Justice Department and the FBI for not disclosing why Sturzik had been removed from the special counsel 3 months ago. The chairman said, at this point, these agencies should be investigating themselves. Leanne McAdoo, Infowars.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this Tuesday, December the 5th, 2017. I want to, we got some breaking news here before we get back to the obstruction stuff, before we get back to the GOP tax plan secretly giving billions to illegal aliens. Yeah, not 1 cent to increase the deficit, but billions for illegal aliens. Well, that sounds like, what was it? That was Jefferson's thing, you know, not one penny for tribute, but we'll spend billions to defeat these pirates. But they go the other way around. They will fund the pirates who come here illegally and not 1 cent for your tax cuts. But we've got Representative John Conyers has now announced his retirement. I don't know if he's stepping down. He just announced that he'll be retiring. He has endorsed his son. There you go. He says, my legacy can't be compromised. So I guess that's part of his legacy, keeping his son in position here. I didn't realize it was a hereditary seat. I hope the people in California aren't that foolish that they'll make it a hereditary seat. I mean, what is this? Some kind of a peerage or something like they have in England where, you know, I bequeath this. We've already seen the woman who was deputy director of this Consumer Financial Protection Board, which has run all these different community banks out of business over the last few years that they were created. We've already seen the woman as the director stepped down over the Thanksgiving holiday. She said, I'm in charge here. You, President Trump, you can't appoint a successor, an interim successor. I'm taking charge here. And then sues to stay in charge. And that got slapped down by the courts, just as the courts have now, the Supreme Court has now upheld President Trump's ban on people coming in from half dozen different countries. They've slapped down these activist judges in different areas. That's a key thing coming up, and that's something that is very, very important as we move forward. Pat Buchanan last week wrote an article about the judiciary and the opportunity that we have that is not going to present itself again under President Trump. We have a lot of judiciary positions that are available for replacements, and we do not want the Democrats in control of the Senate. Think about that as the Alabama Senate race comes up. That is a very key thing that is before us. So it's not just the Supreme Court and picking who the next Supreme Court justices are going to be, as we've got many of them there who are very advanced in age, and we never know when one of them is going to run into health problems or die in office and have to be replaced. I know the ones that are still there, they do not want to voluntarily resign because of their politics. I mean, I have a problem with the politicized Supreme Court and the very fact that these people would be waiting for the president of their party to replace them tells you just how politicized this court is, except that we don't get a chance to vote for these judges. They're not accountable to us. You cannot remove these people. It's a very bad structure. It's something that deeply needs to be reformed. But it's not just the Supreme Court. It's all the way down, all the different levels of the court that are coming up. And that was what Pat Buchanan was talking about, the once-in-a-generation opportunity to reform this corrupt, politicized judicial system, or if we don't reform it, at least make it work for us. I mean, that's about the best we can hope for sometimes. I mean, we ought to have, shouldn't have that much power in a judiciary because it can be politicized. But if it's going to be politicized, we got to politicize it the right way, I guess, is all we can say. I'd like to see genuine reform. That ain't going to happen. But we got Representative Conyers saying he's going to run his, wants his son to run, and he's 88 years old. I don't know how old his son is. Maybe in his 60s or something. So he's got a great nephew who is 29 years old. But I imagine his son is probably in his 60s. But, yeah, we're going to have another Conyers coming in. And maybe they'll have that MIT bra ready in time to protect women, to alert them when they have been forcefully grabbed. Maybe we'll have that in time for his replacement to come in. And it doesn't say whether or not he is planning. Does it say whether he's planning on getting out now? He's in the hospital, and he's been called to step down. But I don't know whether he is just saying that he's not going to run again, or he says he's announcing that he's retiring. But I don't know that he's getting out of office. He's just not running again. I think he'll probably stay in if he wants his son to take his place. You know, we've got a government that is based on a peerage, on nepotism. Let's take a look at what the GOP is doing. Meanwhile, the GOP tax plan includes billions for illegal aliens. This is coming from MRC TV. They say the GOP's new tax plan is a bit nuanced, but there's a provision in there that allows millions of illegal aliens to claim tax credits for their children at taxpayer expense. I thought we were worried about spending, weren't we? Yeah, nobody in the GOP is talking about cutting spending. They're concerned about the deficit, as we keep hearing from Bob Corker, the guy who just newly discovered the deficit after they let it grow $10 trillion over the 8 years of Obama. He says, over the next 10 years, I don't want it to grow at all, not a penny. Yeah, okay. And then they do this. Originally in the bill, they had refundable tax credits were not available unless the taxpayer included their Social Security number, meaning they were a citizen, on the return of the tax for a taxable year. That was to ensure that illegal aliens could not receive the child tax credits. But then when the bill was marked up in committee, they changed the language. And it said, no credit shall be allowed under this section to a taxpayer with respect to any qualifying child unless the taxpayer includes the name and Social Security number of such a qualifying child on the tax return of the taxable year. So they changed it from the Social Security number of the person filing, who would have to be a citizen, to changing it to Social Security number for the child. And that means that anchor babies who are here can qualify for the child tax credit, and their illegal alien parents, their foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing in the United States can now get money from American taxpayers as well. So they come here as a foreign citizen, and they get their children educated at our expense because Mexico or the government that they're coming from does not want to pay for their expenses. So they collude with the foreign citizens to come here and have their kids educated here, get jobs here, send the money back to Mexico in a large amount, and then they even get a child credit because their kids are anchor babies. Remember, Ann Coulter said, at this time, when we had the step up with Syria and so forth, she said, I thought at this point in the Trump administration, we'd be debating the anchor baby issue. It's an issue that needs to be debated. And instead, we're letting that go. And now we're talking about whether or not we're going to allow the dreamers to stay here. That's one of the reasons why we need somebody like Roy Moore. He very frankly said, there is no such thing as a dreamer. Why would he say that? Because there is no law. Because there was simply memos from the Obama administration. Whether we're talking about drone assassination strikes, whether we're talking about killing American citizens on foreign soil with drones, or whether we're talking about illegal torture programs, or whether we're talking about illegal surveillance programs, or whether we're talking about locking up whistleblowers and journalists at a rate that is greater than all the previous presidents combined. In all of those respects, we just move on. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. And we don't really care what the law says. Obama gets to do whatever he wishes. If he wants to go to war with countries because he feels that they're dangerous, that's fine. And the judiciary doesn't have anything to say about that. If President Trump says we're not going to allow people, in many cases these are countries that we're currently at war with, we don't want people coming from these countries that we deem dangerous enough to go to war against them. We don't want them coming in here unless we can vet them. And we're going to put a moratorium on that until we can figure out how to do that. Then the court says, oh, no, you can't do that. Because why? Because of politics. Because Obama can do whatever he wishes. But even when Trump does something that is legal, that is within his power, they say you can't do it. Or they say, we're going to try to impeach you for doing that. You want to talk to a Russian ambassador? We'll impeach you. Yeah, okay. But not Barack Obama. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. Matt No Ohio. You're on the air. Another Matt. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com, on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. About 20 days out from Christmas. It's very important to remember that the slave is our brother. Those who have fought to end it understood that. And that's the only basis on which we will end slavery. Slavery continues today. It continues in a very real way in Libya. They have slave auctions that are happening there. They have, it's been rumored. Of course, we've seen video of the slave auctions that are happening now in Libya. We've seen rumors that the people that are being captured there are also being used for body parts. We understand that there is slavery in terms of people captured and sold into prostitution. It has never been more widespread. It has never been more prosperous. And yet there is another kind of slavery, the kind of slavery that we willingly subject ourselves to. Remember in the Bible, you could become a slave to somebody and say, yeah, you would have slavery that could, be there for 7 years and then a period of time, they would have a year of jubilee and all the slaves would be freed and then it would start over again. But you could remain a slave if you wished. Get your ear pierced as a sign of it and stay in slavery. We have people doing that all the time in America. People who don't value their freedom. People who don't value their humanity. They don't have any, they don't want dignity. They don't want privacy. They don't want liberty. They want safety, security. They want to be kept as slaves. I'm not one of those people. I hope you're not one of those people. Let's not let that happen to us. And let's remember the moral basis on which we oppose that. We will not allow people to enslave us. We will not allow people to enslave others. That's why we're here. All right. Let's talk about something that's funny here for a change here. Let's talk about Chelsea Handler. She actually came out and labeled Sarah Huckabee Sanders a whore. Can you believe this? I mean, I have said throughout this, as we've seen these sex scandals begin with Harvey Weinstein and others, there's a lot of projection that goes on in Hollywood. We see this happening all the time by the liberals. They are projecting their crimes, or the crimes of Hollywood. They're projecting them on the general population. Hollywood is a cesspool. It is a moral cesspool. They have been selling us a degenerate vision of life in America for the longest time. And then when they get caught red-handed doing exactly what they make movies out of, then they say, well, all you guys out there, you can't be trusted. You're horrible. Everybody, all of us now are supposed to be like Harvey Weinstein and Roman Polanski. Well, we're not. They like to paint with a broad brush every man. And now you've got Chelsea Handler coming out and attacking Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And let's play that clip from Chelsea Handler.
When somebody from the Trump White House stands at the lectern and tells us that black is white,
that harlot that they're dressing up and trolloping out every day. I mean, one day she has no makeup on at all. The next, she's got like 6 foot long eyelashes, and she's got cleavage and summer whore lipstick all over her face. Can you believe what they've turned her into? A proper trollop.
I'm referring to the fact that she tells me that something that I see is dark blue is actually white.
Right.
And sooner or later, the press secretary, who tried to do this too often, Sean Spicer.
So he's kind of demurring. He's like, oh, I don't want to go there. But it doesn't deter Chelsea Handler. Chelsea Handler, who I'll remind you here from Us Magazine, April 2016. Chelsea Handler explains all of those nude photos she likes to take. Quote, would I do these things if I wasn't famous? No, she says. She says, nudity is funny, especially when it is inappropriate. Would I do these things if I wasn't famous? No. If I didn't have something to promote, I wouldn't. It's just something you have to do right now. You have to do it if you want to succeed, she says, right? Well, what do we call people who take their clothes off for money? not Charlie Rose. No, we call them a prostitute. Charlie Rose takes his clothes off for other reasons and prances around. The Chelsea Handler does it for money. That is the very definition of a whore. So she wants to call Sarah Huckabee Sanders a trollop? Absolutely, because she disagrees with her politics, right? The other guy was saying, well, they want to say black is white and so forth. And then he pulls that back because oh, I don't want to get into this black and white thing. They might start calling me the R word. And so he talks about dark blue or white or whatever. He even pulls that. That is the political correctness. But it's okay for Chelsea Handler, who is known for, she thinks it's funny to take her clothes off of people. It's fine for her to do that. And this is the morality of Hollywood. This is where we go. It's okay for her to do that. It's okay for the starlets to do that. But if you are a different political persuasion, she's going to come after you. And when we look at this article here, WND put it up there. They got a picture of Sarah Huckabee there wearing an army jacket. She does not dress provocatively. She does not prance around without any clothes like Charlie Rose or Chelsea Handler. That's the amazing politicization of the entertainment industry. That's all they talk about anymore. That's why they're not funny anymore. That's why Saturday Night Live is not funny anymore. Alec Baldwin is out there saying, we can't be mean enough to this guy. Can't be mean enough to President Trump. He said, I thought Trump would take a deep breath and go, okay, I'm the president now, and begin to focus not only on the power and prestige, blah, blah, blah. But no, you would think that maybe Alec Baldwin would get his career back in some other way. But no, all he's got is he's got this weekly thing where he dresses up, as I said before, it's just tired tropes, whether they're poking fun at President Trump or whether they're coming after the Irish. It's okay if you're Republican, if you're male, if you're white, if you're Irish or whatever. They can come after you. They can use all the bigotry and stereotypes and just recycle all this garbage. And they don't have to be funny. Because, as I said before, Larry Summers is really writing all the comedy lines now, saying 10,000 people are going to die because we've gotten rid of the Obamacare mandate. So when you got people like that, it's really kind of hard to upstage it if you're a Democrat. You just kind of look absurd. And, of course, Saturday Night Live has been doing that for a very long time. Real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have DNA Force now 33% off, and that is a big savings. That is one of our premier products that we sell at InfoWars. It's made, one of the key ingredients is BioPQQ. Very expensive to produce, very expensive to, very difficult to get to. That is now 33% off, big savings at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix is 50% off, and our entire line of Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste and mouthwash is now 50% off. It's got nano silver iodine to kill the bacteria. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
In a massive victory for President Trump, the Supreme Court has ruled that the White House's travel ban on individuals from terror-linked countries will go into full effect. The court granted the administration's request to lift two injunctions imposed by lower courts that had partially blocked the ban. This decision overrules those lower courts, who many have accused of playing politics by blocking the ban. This means people seeking to enter the U.S. from Iran, Libya, Syria, Yemen, Somalia, and Chad will now be barred from doing so. It's a good start, but it remains to be seen if more terror-linked countries will be added to the list. The travel ban is not a Muslim ban. Most of the countries with the highest Muslim population are not even on the list. 7 of the 9 Supreme Court justices agreed with President Trump's travel ban. With the economy soaring and tax cuts on the way, President Trump can now check the travel ban off his Christmas wish list. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Emerix essential oils can help balance your sleep schedule and realign your sleep cycle. These essential oils are an inexpensive and effective way to bring aromatherapy into your home. Experience the benefits of what nature can do for you with scents to help you relax and unwind. When life has you feeling down, the scent of each of our essential oils can help you boost your mood. When using Emerix essential oils, there's no easier way to diffuse fragrances than with this essential oils scent diffuser pod. Experience the power of aromatherapy in any room of your home with Emerix essential oils. Headaches are a major inconvenience, but essential oils can help eliminate headaches and help reduce stress and anxiety. When you're hard at work and need a boost in your mental performance, remember to use Emerix essential oils to help increase your comprehension and memory potential. Buy now and get what will soon become your favorite essential oil products at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, I was just talking in the last segment about the billions of dollars that were snuck in by the GOP into the tax bill for the children of illegal aliens who are born here. Call them anchor babies. But understand that when we say illegal alien, I think a better phrase, one person sent this to me and I've stuck with this. I think that's a better phrase, better way to describe illegal alien is to say they're foreign citizens criminally trespassing here in the United States. And now they're going to get subsidies from the GOP. And it was a simple change in committee to say that instead of them having to put the Social Security name of the person filing the form, the tax form to get a child credit, instead of them having to put their Social Security name because they're a foreign citizen criminally trespassing here, they just put in the Social Security of the children that they have here, the anchor babies. And they can get billions of dollars. So we never have the GOP talking anymore about cutting taxes. Not even an issue. If they talk about the deficit at all, they'll say, oh, we can't give you a tax cut because that might increase the deficit. But we're not going to do anything to stop the spending. Even that. They'll continue giving money to the children of foreign citizens criminally trespassing in the country. And they'll continue giving money to the NFL. The Hill points out that the NFL... and their controversy has now got the GOP saying we're going to stop federal subsidies of NFL stadiums. Did you know that the federal government was subsidizing it as well? We knew that the state governments were doing it. We knew that local governments were doing it. We had Stacey Washington talking about in St. Louis after the professional team moved away. They left them stuck paying off the bond issues to build the stadium. So they stick the taxpayers with this big stadium and then decide, eh, we're going to go to another town and play and you guys can continue to pay off the stadium that doesn't even have a team here now anymore. And we know that state governments did it. We know in Minnesota, they had a $1 billion deficit and they're wringing their hands and saying, how are we going to pay this? Because, you know, state, you can't just print more money. Only the federal government can do that. It says, how are we going to manage this deficit here of $1 billion? And then the Vikings come in and say, we'd like to have a new stadium. Oh, sure. What would you like? Anything you wish. So then they take that $1 billion deficit that they're struggling to pay off and they increase it by 50%. Build a $500 million stadium for the Minnesota Vikings. And that was quite some time ago. And that continues to go on and those dollar figures continue to go up. And the federal government is part of that as well. And so now you've got some Republicans and Democrats coming in. We got Steve Russell, who's Republican from Oklahoma. You've got Earl Blumenauer from Oregon, a Democrat. And they have put forward a measure to end federal subsidies used by professional sports franchises to build stadiums. Why are we doing this as a government? You know, one of the issues with the Civil War was that people in the South were upset about the fact that the government had taken the approach that they were going to build things like the Erie Canal and said, okay, that's internal. They called it internal improvements. We call them pork barrel projects now. They called it internal improvements. And they said, how can you justify taking money from somebody in North Carolina to build infrastructure for the people in Ohio? You shouldn't be able to do that. The federal government doesn't have any authority to do that under the Constitution, and they don't. But we have let them usurp that authority to do it. And even now, it's gotten to the absurd point that they're doing it for professional sports owned by billionaires, played by multimillionaires, and we are the suckers who pay for their place of business to be built. And here's what Russell, the Republican from Oklahoma, said. He said, we need to preserve municipal bonds for what they were originally intended for. Does anyone really think that professional sports franchises lack capital? They don't. And people in Oklahoma or in New Hampshire don't need to be paying for something in Nevada. And they don't. And I would say that's a principle that applies all the way across the board. Individual states ought to be paying for this stuff, not the federal government. But it is especially true when we're talking about professional sports. You want to know how big this problem is? $4 billion. $4 billion. And they're saying in the Senate, it's got bipartisan support. Cory Booker, Democrat on the other side, he's got presidential aspirations. And James Lankford, Republican of Oklahoma. So you've got a Republican congressman and senator, both of these guys from Oklahoma that are sponsors of this. People in Oklahoma don't like, I don't think Oklahoma has a professional team. They got college teams. Anyway, I don't keep up with sports. But I do have to pay for the taxes when they come to town. And $4 billion, you think we could help the deficit there? You know, Corker didn't want to spend one more penny. Maybe we could get Corker to sign on this, you think? No, probably not. All right, let's talk about this obstruction stuff that's going on now. CNN, and this is why we call them fake news. They have an article here. Obama tried to save Trump from a colossal mistake. You know, he warned President Trump about Michael Flynn 2 days after the election, 2 days before they came in and set up Michael Flynn. Now, was this a warning? Or maybe after the fact, we see it as a threat. You know, William Binney last week said, who has the keys to all that stuff? Now, that would be the president. The president is at the center of this. The Obama administration is at the center of this. The Obama administration used the intelligence community as a political weapon, as their Praetorian guard, the deep state. And that's the bottom line here, folks. And they can try to spin this at CNN and say, oh, he's trying to do Trump a favor. Yeah, right. Right. You believe that? I got a stadium I want to sell you. Now we see what's happening here. And the only way that we're going to get anything done, I think, is if we have people like Devin Nunes is going to push back on this. You're not going to see Sessions pushing back on this. But now we got Republicans preparing for war. Says Zero Hedge, with the FBI, with the Department of Justice, they're going to file contempt action over this anti-Trump bias. And guess where the anti-Trump bias leads? It leads to Rod Rosenstein, the Obama holdover that Jeff Sessions turned over the witch hunt to. And it is a witch hunt. There is no special prosecutor law. That expired in 1999. I'll keep repeating that just in case anybody is paying attention to this. Where is the special prosecutor law? We let it expire because we didn't want it to turn into a witch hunt as it is now doing, as we now have Mueller moving to subpoena the records of Deutsche Bank, going back to look at financial actions of President Trump long before he ran for president. But what's going on with this particular circumstance, with this particular guy, with Peter Strzok? On Saturday, the House Intelligence Committee's chairman, Devin Nunes, chided the Justice Department and the FBI for not disclosing why Strzok had been removed from the special counsel 3 months ago, according to a statement given by the chairman. And a former U.S. intelligence official told this reporter, this is coming from the Sean Hannity, the Hannity.com, with the quote, with a recent revelation that Strzok was removed from the special counsel investigation for making anti-Trump text messages, it seems likely that the accuracy and the veracity of the 302 of Flynn's interview as a whole should be reviewed and called into question. So unpacking that, what he's saying is, since this guy, Peter Strzok, was the one who deposed Huma Abedin and others and said, even though they lied about Hillary Clinton's email, said, that's all right, you can go, no problem there. And then he comes in and he's the very same one who interviews Flynn. And again, he points in here, he says, it wasn't until after they were already in Flynn's office that he realized he was being formally interviewed. He did not have an attorney with him. In which case, as you just heard John Kiriakou, point out, important rule to live in America in the 21st century. Never talk to the FBI without your lawyer present. Don't say a word. Plead the fifth. Say, I'm not saying a thing till I get my lawyer. They may think that you're guilty. Better to let them think you're guilty than let them manufacture a crime, a process crime. Better than to let them think that you have a guilty conscience than to let them play the Bridge of Doom guess. What is your favorite color? And you say blue. Oh, no, wait, it's red. No, no, too late. Perjury charge. We got you. You're going to jail. Don't let them do that to you. Make sure you've got a lawyer there. That's what they did to Michael Flynn. So the most logical thing to happen would be call in the other FBI agents that were present and ask them, is this what really happened? Maybe he didn't even lie to them. Who knows? Can you trust any of these people? We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. It's Tuesday, December the 5th, 2017. 1 week away, we have the election in Alabama for Senate. I want to give you some recent updates. We had President Trump weigh in a big way, bigly, today on this election coming up next week. And, of course, there's been some interesting developments within the GOP on this developing civil war. We're going to give you the details on that. Before we get back to the news, I want to let you know about the specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 33% off DNA Force, as I pointed out before. That is a very important product for your health. It is a very expensive, difficult to produce product. Take a look at the reviews there. Take a look at the clinical studies that you can find about BioPQQ. Understand what it can do for you and take advantage of the big dollar savings here with a 33% discount off of DNA Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, a great way to take multiple vitamins and minerals essential for your health in a liquid form so you don't have to swallow a lot of pills. That is 50% off, as is our Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste. That is a way to control gum disease. We've got nano silver, iodine that fight bacteria in your mouth, helps to keep your breath fresh. Also, most importantly, fights gum disease. It can cause tooth loss as well as heart disease. And we don't have the harmful form of fluoride that is present in so many toothpastes and in your water, especially. So take a look at Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And I got one thing to say before I go to the election coming up next week. When we look at this obstruction stuff, the back and forth. I meant to get to this earlier. I'm out of time here, but let me just say this quickly. I don't really understand Trump's lawyer and even Alan Dershowitz saying the president cannot obstruct justice. We've had two presidents in my lifetime impeached. We had President Nixon, articles of impeachment drawn up that included obstruction of justice. Same thing with Bill Clinton. He was impeached for perjury as well as for obstruction of justice. As a matter of fact, at the time of the Clinton impeachment, Jeff Sessions was arguing that presidents can obstruct justice. So I don't think that's a winning argument. But the question is this. What does obstruction of justice mean? Obstruction of justice means that you're trying to hide a crime. You're trying to prevent the prosecution of a real crime that you're involved in. There is no crime here. There is no crime. There is no collusion. There is no crime here. And justice was not obstructed anyway. They continued to appoint a special prosecutor, even though they didn't have a law for a special prosecutor. They went above and beyond the law to continue to do investigations of President Trump. But here's the issue. If there is no crime and you don't have a reasonable cause for a special prosecutor, something that would be triggered in the old special prosecutor law that expired 18 years ago, if you don't have evidence of a crime, what are you investigating? And are you just investigating the president to try to find something to impeach him on? If you're doing that, you're doing it for political reasons. And then there is no reason that a president can't obstruct you for your political actions. They say, well, he's doing this to protect himself politically, not criminally. And to me, that is the essence of the argument there. Yes, it was perfectly legal for the president to fire Comey. The Justice Department is over the FBI, and the president is over the Justice Department. It's a chain of command. It is not something that is autonomous and separate and individual from the president. And so it was perfectly appropriate for him to do that. And as others have pointed out, you could say it's perfectly within the, as chief law enforcement officer, the president can say, I think you're wasting your time trying to entrap people of my transition team. Maybe you should be focused on terrorists, or maybe you should be focused on organized crime, or maybe you should be focused on MS-13. But I think you're wasting your time on these particular investigations. That would be perfectly legal, as long as he hadn't done anything wrong. And there is no indication that there is any crime. They haven't come up with any specifics that would even justify a search warrant, let alone a special prosecutor. So that's all I have to say about that. Let's talk about what's going on with George Roy Moore. We've seen a sea change in the last couple of days. It started, as the attacks started, with Mitch McConnell. Remember that Mitch McConnell and his so-called Republican Senate leadership group had spent $30 million opposing Roy Moore and the other conservative in the race in Alabama, Mo Brooks, who has now endorsed Roy Moore. He spent $30 million against the two of them, mostly against Roy Moore because he was a front runner. More, 150 times more than they spent against Democrats. That's your Senate leadership group and Mitch McConnell for you. And that all happened before any of this stuff about women 40 years ago came up, which looks a bit suspicious, doesn't it? After they lost, after Corker bails because it looks like, hey, $30 million isn't enough to do it in Alabama. I don't know that I'm going to get reelected. So he quits. And then we find these sexual allegations come up. And that's gone on for a while. But now Mitch McConnell has folded, reports Breitbart. He went on the George Stephanopoulos show this week with George Stephanopoulos this last Sunday. And he said, well, I think we're going to let the people of Alabama decide a week from Tuesday who they want to send to the Senate. That's a big change for Mitch McConnell, who was saying he's got to step down right now. And so was Mitt Romney. We're going to talk about Mitt Romney as well. And they're even going to the extent of saying the RNC now plans to go back into the Alabama race. They say the Republican National Committee confirmed that it will reinvest in the Alabama race, but it had not yet determined what exactly it will do. In other words, will they send money to Doug Jones, the Democrat, or will they send money to Roy Moore? If you think they're going to stop fighting conservatives, you got another thing coming. Meanwhile, President Trump last night called Roy Moore and offered him support. And this is reported by Drew Messer, who is Moore's campaign consultant. He tweeted out, real Donald Trump called the Moore Senate campaign this morning. Great conversation. His parting words were, quote, go get him, Roy. Thank you, President Trump, for supporting the judge. And then President Trump tweeted 5 hours later, 5 hours earlier, rather. He said, Democrats' refusal to give even one vote for massive tax cuts is why we need Republican Roy Moore to win in Alabama. We need his vote on stopping crime, illegal immigration, border wall, military, pro-life, VA, judges, Second Amendment, and many other issues. No to Jones, a Pelosi Schumer puppet. So the chronology here is that Mitch McConnell on Sunday says we're going to let the people of Alabama decide. Then early the next morning, Monday morning, at 5 in the morning, President Trump tweets out what I just read. And then there was a phone call, evidently 5 hours later, the Moore campaign talks about that. And then we have the Never Trumpers, the GOP establishment, the Uniparty. And that is represented in this particular case by Flake, who says the GOP has enough problems, quote, without being the party of Roy Moore. You know why the GOP has problems, Flake? It's because it's the party of Flake, McCain, Corker, McConnell. That's the GOP's problem. That's the GOP's problem. The people who have been betraying the American public. And nobody portrays that better than Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney gets on Twitter as well as Jeff Flake and says, Roy Moore in the U.S. Senate would be a stain on the GOP and the nation. We would lose our honor and integrity. Integrity? Mitt Romney wants to talk about integrity? The guy who ran to put in Romney Care in case he was nothing but the hedge. It was the insurance companies hedging their bets in case Obama didn't win. They were still going to get their Obamacare, even if it was coming from Mitt Romney. This is a guy who's been bought and sold by the establishment many times over. This is the ultimate insider, the hedge fund candidate for the insurance industry. And just as a flashback, Breitbart reminds us, in case anybody thinks that anyone in Alabama really cares what Mitt Romney thinks, he finished third in the 2012 GOP presidential primary. He finished third in the primary. And then NPR comes out and says, is Trump waging a hidden campaign against Mitt Romney? And you take a look at that picture they've got there. Remember the picture when Mitt Romney came to see him? And we have Donald Trump standing there with his hands on either side. Looks like he's yelling something to Mitt Romney, like, go home, loser. we always looked at that. That's always been a laugh. Trump said on Monday that he hopes that seven-term Utah Senator Orrin Hatch will stay in the Senate, quote, for a very, very long time. In other words, don't leave, Orrin. We don't want Mitt Romney to take your place. Because, of course, Mitt Romney would be the one to take his place. And so now that Senators Bob Corker and Jeff Flake are retiring and John McCain is gravely ill, Romney would become the de facto head of the non-Trump Republicans, the anti-Trump Republicans. They say not necessarily that, because this is NPR speaking. Say, Romney was very tough on Trump during the campaign. He called him a phony, a fraud, and a major speech. And now he is saying that Roy Moore would be a stain. Yeah. You know who's a stain is Mitt Romney. And so it's kind of interesting as we see this. And of course, in just the last 30 seconds, the Washington Post has now tried to revive evidence of the woman scandal again, pulling out, guess who? The woman who says, look, I've got a thing here where he signs it. He said he knew her by her maiden name. But this is the woman who worked for Joe Biden. Pictures with Joe Biden. She's not worried about being grabbed. And for Hillary Clinton and so forth. This is the woman whose relationship was not with them was not disclosed by the Washington Post, but we're supposed to believe her that he did the horrible thing of asking her out for a date when she was 18 years old. The age of consent is 16.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.